As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, January the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts and workable solutions for you when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. And that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo. Big Mo to me at 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. 1610 AM Lompoc, California. And AM 1710 Liberty Radio. Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, blanketing America with this message. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal, a local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Again, you can jump into that chat room if you'd like, becomevocallocal.com, and join in the chatters there. And you could also reach me through becomevocallocal.com. All of our contact information can be found there. Also, the archives for each and every one of these broadcasts can be accessed through the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Just go up there, look for show archives, click on that. And thanks to Doug Goen and everyone else for putting a new face on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Looking really good over there. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Gold trading up $8.40 this morning at $1,376.10 an ounce. Silver up 50 cents in early trading at $29.38, creeping back in towards that $30 mark. Looking forward to that. Platinum up $26 at $1,844 an ounce, and palladium up $11 at $821. The white metal is definitely shining bright this morning. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,369.70 for a low, $1,380.40 for a high. But at $1,376.10 an ounce, your gold is up $238.40 an ounce year-to-year, for a 20.96% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, LBMA.org. You can find out all about them right there. They set the price at $1,373.75 an ounce, and it's trading about a buck and change above that. The SPDR gold shares continues its downward trend here, selling off. They sell off 2.43 metric tons overnight. They claim this morning to be holding 1,256.90 metric tons, valued at $55.3 billion. Week on week here, they're down 14.57 metric tons. That's a lot of gold, folks. A lot of gold sold back into the market. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Much, much more to come.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
Extendovite. The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, January the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Very interesting evening last night. Traveled over to Springfield area and had the opportunity of listening to Doreen Hans give a presentation on our food and agricultural freedom, basically a point-by-point breakdown of Senate Bill 510 and its later versions. Very interesting discussion was had there. We'll cover that in a few moments. But let's go back in and take a look at the economic calendar and the economic news for this morning. Again, active trading out of 9 o'clock, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Out of New York City, you found gold trading up $8.40. All the metals are up this morning. Things are looking good, off to a good start. Up $8.40 at $13.76.10. An ounce, silver up 50 cents at $29.38. And platinum up 26 bucks at $1,844 an ounce. And palladium up 11 bucks. The strong winners here this morning are the silver metals, the bright metals, the white metals, up $11 at $821 an ounce. The SPDR gold shares, again, as I mentioned in the previous segment, week to week now, they have sold into the market or dumped out or sold out or however they do it on the electronic exchange traded funds. They've put 14.57 metric tons of gold back into the marketplace or out of the electronic place, depending on how you look at it. But they claim this morning to be holding 1,256.90 metric tons. If that's a trend across the rest of the exchange traded products, we can understand the selling pressure that brought these prices down. But watch now. Watch now as it starts to rebound again. For every ounce of silver, every ounce of gold, every ounce of platinum, palladium, rhodium that we can take physical possession of, That's one less they have to manipulate in the marketplace. Of course, the London Bullion Market Association and COMEX don't like that kind of a message, but that's the message we've got to bring. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 51 at 11,838. The NASDAQ closed up 11 at 2766, and the S&P 500 closed up 2 at 1295. Crude oil this morning. Don't like to hear this. Not good news for the agricultural sector or the transportation industry, but crude oil bumps up another 57 cents. Now at $91.95 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index in decline, which is why the prices of gold and silver and platinum, palladium, rhodium, and other things are going up. As the dollar goes down, other things do go up. The dollar has less and less purchasing power as they create more and more debt and throw it into the marketplace. But the U.S. dollar index this morning off 63 basis points at 78.38 in that trade-weighted basket of currencies. You can find out all about that on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s webpage. The Forex market this morning, of course, obviously impacted by any changes in the U.S. dollar index. The Forex, the Canadian loonie this morning, moves down 0.7% or 7 basis points, still at $1 parity with the U.S. dollar. So you're just exchanging $1 U.S. for $1 Canadian. And, you know, there was a time not so long ago where a Canadian dollar would be worth maybe 75, 80 cents of a U.S. dollar. It was just a joy to go to Canada where our dollars went so far. Well, forget that. We're all in the same boat now. The Mexican peso, again, part of this North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement. Little Timmy Geithner, he's got his basket of currencies. Well, unfortunately, we've got one here, too. Canadian loonie, Mexican peso. The Mexican peso moves down in early trading this morning, exchanging against the U.S. dollar 18 basis points lower, but still seemingly pegged at 8 cents U.S. So fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning, another strong upward move, up 105 basis points, exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.35. What's up with that? It was about right where the U.S. dollar to the euro was when it came on the market, as our caller yesterday mentioned, but it's inverse. It's completely inverse. So things aren't looking too good there either. The British pound, still strong and moving higher, up another 30 basis points at $1.60 U.S. So the U.S. dollar is flagging against these foreign currencies. The Swiss franc this morning, still above parity with the U.S. dollar, moves up 49 basis points and exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.04. The bond market this morning, the yield on the two-year treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, the yield is 0.58% for the two-year. The 10-year is at 3.38%. The 30-year is at 4.57%. And, of course, that impacts the mortgage markets, where we find the 15-year mortgage this morning moving down now, kind of a reversing trend. For weeks there, we were starting to see the interest rate on fixed mortgages going up and up and crossing over that 5% level. Now they're going back the other way, it seems, a bit, moving down from 4.37% a month ago this morning to 4.05% for those fixed 15-year mortgages. The fixed rate 30-year mortgage moves down from 5.02% a month ago to 4.77%. Of course, your prime rate stands at 3.25%. Virtually set in stone, cast in concrete. But your gold and silver ratio this morning, 46.83 ounces of silver will buy you 1 ounce of gold. Yesterday, off the Econoday website, we didn't have time to get to it. The housing market index came out just about showtime. And so let's go over and pick that up now and look at this. This is kind of the news that's driving the news. As we say so many times, we go right straight to the horse if we can. At least in Econoday, see their numbers and whatnot, they seem to influence all the Bloomberg articles that will follow. So here's what Econoday had to say in the extremely short version. Home builders report no improvement in activity this month. There you go. Home builders report no improvement in activity this month. The NAHB Wells Fargo Housing Market Index is unchanged at a depressed level of 16. Details show no change in current sales and no change in expectation of future sales. I'm about time to hang up your tool belt, gentlemen. A small positive is a small improvement in buyer traffic. They didn't get that small positive, however. The National Association of Home Builders warns that construction financing remains extremely limited, and they continue to report difficulties surrounding the accuracies of appraisals. the accuracy of appraisals. You know, we've been watching as house values go up and up and up and up and up. I've got a little house valued. Well, I'm not going to get into personal details, but I'll just simply say this. How is it possible to take sticks and bricks and mortar that could be put together for less than 20 grand and shove it up to $200,000 in an appraised valuation? Well, the only way you could do that is if you're working in collusion with the state and the city, and all you're doing is jacking up the value of the property to increase, number one, mortgage commissions, loan commissions, and those sorts of things, increase the amount of payments that people have to make, strap them out deeper and deeper. You get more and more taxes for your county taxes, more money for your schools. You know, it's always to the benefit to jack up these prices artificially. But if you could bulldoze the place down and rebuild it for 10% of what it's appraised at, give us a break. That's out of sight. And so, again, here they say they continue to report the difficulties surrounding the accuracy of appraisals. A house on the market for $1.6 million, everybody goes out and goes, what? Show me a $1.6 million house here. I don't see it standing on this lot, and the lot is not in that great of a location. Other housing data this week include mortgage applications tomorrow, and we'll get that now. And in a big report this week, existing home sales on Thursday. Well, we'll have to watch for that existing home sales. Don't expect to blow your socks off. We'll be right back with the Mortgage Bankers Association's purchase applications, more economic data, and your calls. Stay tuned.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so back once again looking at the Econoday website this morning, the MBA purchase applications where we find the home sales, they say here, aren't likely to pick up anytime soon, is the conclusion of the Mortgage Bankers Association, whose purchase index remains depressed down. Down 1.9% in the January 14 week to extend a run of weakness. Refinancing is another matter, as those who already own a home seek to lock in low rates. And they are low rates, no doubt about that. The refinance index rose 7.7% in the week, with the average 30-year rate at 4.77%. All right? Housing starts are posted at 8 o'clock today. And let's go to those and see if that, we've already got that, I think. Let's see, let's go to this one. This is the ICCS. We'll get to the stores in a minute. I got one more in here. Housing starts, here we go. Housing starts may be gaining forward momentum, but now listen, and it's always something. It doesn't really make any difference. It could be a heavy downpour. It could be an earthquake. It could be whatever. But here we go. We're going to blame the weather now. Housing starts may be gaining forward momentum, but adverse weather appears to have delayed groundbreaking. Well, you've all seen those groundbreaking photos in newspapers, right, where everybody stands around the banker, the builder, and all their friends from the Chamber of Commerce, and they're all standing around with their golden shovels, and they had one foot on the shovel. You got the picture. Everybody's seen it. Well, that's groundbreaking. When they can actually get in and work the soil, that depends certainly on the weather. And so if you've been absolutely overrun with snow or rain or anything like that, you're not likely to turn that first spade of soil until the ground dries up a tad. But that's not the reason why there's no groundbreaking. There's no groundbreaking because nobody's building. The December annualized pace of 0.529 million or half a million units fell short of the median forecast of for 0.550 million units or 500,000 and is down 8.2% on a year-ago basis. The reversal in December was led by a 9% drop in single-family starts, following a 5.8% gain the month before. The multifamily component rebounded 17.9% after declining 5.0% before in November. So what are we talking about here? What we're basically saying is that single-family construction, it's in the dumps, okay? We're glutted with it. We've got hundreds of thousands of houses all across America in foreclosure out there. And so the builders are looking at doing what? Finding a place for all those foreclosed people to live in apartment buildings. We're going into the compact city, new urbanism, all of that nonsense. And they're building apartments for this new America. Of course, that just, you go back and visit with Anatoly Golitsyn's book, Gulag Archipelago, where he talks about the tenement building that was going on in the Soviet Union. But by region, the December boost in the starts was led by a 45.8% increase in the West. And that's big news, I guess. 45.8% increase in the West, but the rest of the country was behind. It was lagging. Declines were seen in the Midwest, down 38.4%. The Northwest, or excuse me, the Northeast was down by 24.7%, and the South was down by 2.2%. The sharp weakness in Midwest and Northeast indicates the snowstorms played a role in dampening starts. Of course, that's not the whole story, but that's definitely the story that's being floated out here this morning. Let's go to the stores, see what's happening in the retail sector. Highlights, again, ice and snow hit store sales hard, according to the ICSC Goldman same-store sales tally that fell 0.1% in January 15 week. The year-on-year rate of plus a 1.4% shows the slowest since May. Redbook is up at 855. Let's just get Redbook right now. See if we can get that one. Click over there and pick this guy up. Here he is. Redbook. Store sales are soft so far this month. All right. So this is the rebound after the Merchant Man's Holy Days, after everybody went in after Christmas and gave all their toys and Christmas presents back and got cash in their pocket and bought groceries instead. The store sales are soft so far this month, the result of heavy weather and a satiated consumer. A satiated consumer, isn't that something? Okay, you're just packed down, pressed, and overflowing there with stuff. You've consumed all that you can. Of course, yesterday We read the article about how the super elite and the ultra rich are the ones that are carrying the consumer, you know, torch for us, as everybody else slogs around in Walmart, you know, and has to choose between this or that and puts this back on the shelf instead of in the basket. Anyway, continuing here, they're also saying that the Red Book reports a 0.6% decline that points to trouble for the government's ex-auto, ex-gas category of the January retail sales reports. So there's much, much more in all of that. Let's go back over here and take a look and see what we've got here. Builders probably began work on fewer U.S. homes. Biggest U.S. home builders to gain market share as demand returns. All right. The biggest U.S. home builders are poised to benefit from a fledgling rebound in demand for new houses this year, with the competitors having gone out of business during the recession and sales likely to climb from record lows. Now, this is a lot different from what we just read. So I had this other article. Let's jump right back over here. Builders probably began work on fewer U.S. houses in December. Now, both of these are Bloomberg articles. Both of them are January the 18th articles, and they paint a 180 picture. So I guess you're just covering your bets, right, at either way. Builders probably began work on fewer homes. Now, this one is the more accurate of the two, so we'll run with it. This by Shabhana Chandra, a sign that the industry that triggered the recession continues to struggle more than a year into the U.S. economic recovery. Of course, it wasn't the housing industry that triggered the recession. It was the manipulation and the fraud of the elite bankers, all right? It's credit default swaps and mortgage derivatives and all of that stuff. Housing starts dropped, and it was also a little bit of tomfoolery from the standpoint of government giving up to an $8,000 first buyer credit. If you bought your house, you had to have the contract signed by, I think it was June 30th, had to close by September the 1st. Right. So everybody piled into the market right there. Housing starts dropped 0.9% to a 550,000 annual rate, according to the median estimate of 69 economists surveyed by Bloomberg. Building permits, which is a proxy, she writes, for future construction, likely rose from a 19-month low. Well, it rose, but not much. Companies like KB Homes and Lennar Corporation project demand will be slow to rebound as elevated unemployment and mounting foreclosures discourage buyers. And there's a lot to this. Now, while low borrowing costs and falling prices are helping revive sales from last year's post-tax credit slump, Federal Reserve policymakers are concerned housing may undermine the economic expansion. So when you're looking at construction like this, if you have starts, genuine bona fide starts in January, that construction cycle typically, unless you have a larger project which could run a year or better, but typically for housing, you're looking at about a 90-day window. So you could say, all right, we broke ground on January the 1st, and we're going to work January, February, all of March, and on April the 1st, we'll either have to break ground again or we'll have to lay off. But if you don't have people breaking ground and starting construction projects on January the 1st, and it's put off till February, or it's put off until March, you have this progression window of unemployment where those people are unemployed in the beginning portions of the year, in the middle of the winter, which they typically are, and then you also have it trouble going into the summer as we come out of the spring months. So all of this is relatively critical because none of it's an overnight success. Just because you start ground building a house or start building a project doesn't mean that you're going to have that job done, you know, anytime soon. It takes time for that to happen. In the meantime, you're working off of borrowed money. All right. Well, housing is one part of the economy that hasn't recovered much at all, said Paul Dales, U.S. economist for Capital Economics Limited in Toronto. Building activity is likely to be fairly depressed throughout the year. Foreclosures are adding to the legacy of oversupply. So all of this stuff is pretty much along the lines with what we know, but we're not seeing any benefit or any boost coming out of housing. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back to the Bloomberg website here for another article. This one rather interesting. The Fed tune-up, all right, just written by a Terrence Keeley. The Fed tune-up would silence calls to trash it. This by Terrence Keeley, all right? Now, this is an opinion piece, for whatever it's worth, but it's his opinion. He lists some bullet points. Maybe it'll spark a little thought in your mind this morning. The 112th Congress, he writes, is shaping up to be quite prickly for the Federal Reserve, and for good reason. The time has come to amend, he says here, but not end the Fed. Amend, but not end the Fed. So we're going to put Band-Aids on this sucking chest wound of the body politic. And the Fed, quote-unquote, with a capital E, capital F there, is the stated objective and the title of a book by Congressman Ron Paul, the new chairman of the House subcommittee with jurisdiction over the central bank. Paul's views represent one extreme. On the other are Fed apologists who think it has done little, if anything, wrong. The financial meltdown was a once-in-a-century event, they argue. How do you feel about that? The Fed meltdown, a once-in-a-century event? Well, they do say that these fractional reserve banking systems seldom last longer than 100 years, and here we see it melting down, like a prophecy fulfilled. The financial meltdown, again, was a once-in-a-century event, but all but impossible to foresee or forestall. All but impossible to foresee or forestall. You would wonder, maybe he'd never seen Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism. Maybe he hasn't taken a look at the Money Masters or read any of the books on the subject, never consulted Eustace Mullins. Fed insiders, in particular, warn of Armageddon if the Fed's mandate to ensure stable prices and maximum employment is altered. The bank's independence is at stake, they intone. Any congressional meddling threatens America's credibility. Well, that's the other side of the coin. While everyone is entitled, the author continues, to their own opinion, no one is entitled to their own facts. Now we're getting a little closer, facts being quite stubborn things. Any discussion of the Fed's future must start with an honest reckoning of its past failings. Like it or not, the Fed has culpability for at least five dimensions of the current economic crisis. Okay, now he's going to give you five. First, it kept interest rates too low for too long after 2001, fueling the housing bubble and its ultimate collapse. Second, it allowed a multi-trillion dollar shadow banking system to mushroom unchecked. Third, it sat by idly as mortgage underwriting standards plummeted. Fourth, its use of Section 13.3 of the Federal Reserve Act, exercising, quote, unusual and exigent circumstances, close quote, powers, seemed capricious, if not unlawful. Why bail out Bear Stearns and AIG, but not Lehman Brothers? Printing press, fifth, Chairman Benjamin Shlomo Bernanke, interview on 60 Minutes, notwithstanding, of course, we reported on that. The Fed has done a pathetic job of explaining what quantitative easing is and why two rounds of it have been needed so far. There's a great, delightful cartoon video up on the on YouTube in that regard. It was an enjoyment to watch that. Most Americans still believe the Fed is printing money. And then he writes parenthetically, hey, isn't it? Close parentheses. These are serious mistakes, he continues, and there are others. It would be foolish to think that they will just blow over. Again, this is Bloomberg opinion piece. Thoughtful House Republicans, such as Mike Pence and Paul Ryan, have latched onto the public's discontent. Proposing legislation to pare back the Fed's dual mandate, Congressman Ryan and Pence want the Fed to focus more exclusively on price stability, eliminating full employment as a target. In other words, get out of this idea that they're there to create jobs, make jobs, and keep employment up full bore. You know, no, that's not the mandate of the Federal Reserve. Really ought never have been. Deflation risks? On its face, this effort seems wrongly premised. The U.S. hasn't had an inflation problem over the past quarter century. Now, do you agree with that? Go back 25 years ago and look at the purchasing power of a dollar. Now compare it with today. Have we had an inflation problem over the past quarter of a century? Rather, he writes, our problems involved boom-bust asset cycles. Of course, boom-bust asset cycles is what the Fed does. And financial market instability. Of course, that's what they're paid to keep going. If you don't have financial market instability, you don't have the booms and the busts, and you don't have the winners and the losers in the stock market, which is necessary for the stock market to remain attractive. There's got to be risk, and there's got to be loss. Which then spilled over into the broader economy. Even with quantitative easing, deflation still looms as a bigger risk in the years immediately ahead. Some say hyperinflation. Though a simplified mandate might have led to higher interest rates from, say, 2002 to 2005, as well as a more muted housing bubble and no need for bailouts, none of this is assured. Wouldn't it have been better to address the Fed's obvious failings, like those above, directly? Ryan and Pence are right to be critical of the Fed for exacerbating their economic cycles. Their focus on price stability is also essential. Maintaining the purchasing power of one's currency is the primary job of every central bank. Is that true? Maintaining the purchasing power of one's currency is the primary job of every central bank. What was the purchasing power of $1 when the Federal Reserve Bank was created? What's the purchasing power of one U.S. dollar today? It seems that they've failed on their initial mandate, to me. But they need to spell out in more detail how asset bubbles will be dealt with. They'll also have to be crystal clear. You know, everything with Barry the Usurper is crystal clear. Let me be crystal clear on this. They also have to be crystal clear on where all needed regulatory and oversight responsibilities will reside. Loss of trust? Perhaps the gravest in a long list of casualties of the Great Recession is the loss of public trust in the government institutions. Recent polls show only 1 in 7 Americans believe U.S. authorities will do the right thing most of the time. 1 in 7. This is a record low, the author writes. Renewed longing for rules-based government. Rules-based government, would that be like best practices? Or are we talking about the rule of law? And not governance, but government. Curious how he mixes words here. Policies such as mandated balanced budgets and the gold standard are controlling, are corollaries of this trust implosion. Given how activist government policies have resulted in catastrophe and furor, not that furor, we're not clicking heels here with our arms out, raised, it is a clear federal agency, it is clear federal agencies require a tighter leash. Federal agencies, now we're talking about the administrative branch of government. Continuing, since the Fed has demonstrated insufficient competence at fulfilling the mandate, it has the greater risk now lying in doing nothing. The Fed today operates with the slimmest margin for error in its history. Could Bernanke and his colleagues enact third, fourth, or fifth rounds of quantitative easing, even if they were needed, without charges of incompetence and demands for change? If another systemically important financial institution required a bailout, could the Fed act without facing public damnation or worse? All right. Retooled for success, he writes. As it has proven impossible for the Fed to promote full employment, maintain financial market sanctity, and ensure price stability for the sake of its independence, our economy, and for the restoration of public trust, it is time for the Fed's operating instructions to be overhauled. The Fed can't be set up to fail. It must be retooled for success. And some would simply just prefer that the Fed would be removed and replaced with perhaps state independent state banking. Continuing, academics have long mused about the limits to monetary policy when interest rates are already near zero. See, monetary policy and fiscal policy being the two main planks, fiscal policy is the dominion of the Congress. Monetary policy is the dominion of the Fed. The only things they can really do is to increase or decrease the amount of money in circulation and increase and lower the interest rates. And so if they've already pitched all the money at the problem as they can, being staunch supporters of the Keynesian School of Economics, and they've already got the London Interbank Overnight Rate, the lending rate there at 0.25%, you're all out of bullets, and you're shooting blanks. It's time to end the Fed. We'll be right back.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
spend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Okay, a little bit more off the Bloomberg website, a little bit more of this insanity from the banking community. Banks, they write here, may get foreclosure monitor. That's right, a foreclosure monitor. Connecticut's Attorney General says, David McLaughlin and Sophia Pearson writing this for Bloomberg yesterday, a third-party monitor may be required as part of any settlement of a probe by 50 state attorney generals to ensure the banks comply with foreclosure practices. All right. A monitor, an overseer, another agency, another group, another nose in the pie. But a settlement should include a mechanism to supervise bank practices. We used to have that, you know, a sturdy piece of hemp rope and a tall tree. Pretty well take care of that problem. But a settlement should include a mechanism to supervise bank practices, Jepson said. This Attorney General, Connecticut Attorney General Jepson, said yesterday, in a phone interview, Jepson, who succeeded Richard Blumenthal as Attorney General, said the framework for any deal is months away. Frameworks for deals. It's always a deal. It's always a framework. Constitutions, things like that. The third-party monitor could be a law firm. He said that's the way we keep the law firms employed, right? Always turn back to the legal firms. What you'll find as we go further and further into this mess with Gustavus Myers in the history of the great American fortunes, the bought-up lawyers and the bought-up politicians and the bought-up judges, even at the Supreme Court level, are willing to do just about anything they need to do to maintain status quo for corporation nation. It's one of the many issues under discussion, Jepson said. Any such oversight could last a couple of years. There's going to be a need for some kind of process to make sure the banks do what they promised to do. How about an honest-to-God trial? You know, indictments, arrests. Parade them out in the orange jumpsuits, you know, from time to time. Let's see what the world thinks when the United States brings Lloyd Blankfein before a honest-to-goodness court in a trial and with a jury of his peers, as opposed to just parading them out with the usurper in front of Hu Jintao. Okay, that's happening, too, in the news. It's one of the many issues under discussion. All 50 U.S. states are investigating foreclosure practices and pushing for banks and mortgage servicers to overhaul their procedures for seizing homes. at a time when the housing market is at a standstill, and these people walk free on the streets of America and New York City. The probe, announced in October, it's not the same thing they do with the TSA at the airport, by the way. It's another kind of probe. The probe, announced in October, came after banks, including J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, we'll talk about those in a moment, Bank of America Corp., stopped repossessions to review their foreclosure practices. And again, we learned from Corporation Nation, we need to go in and find who are the primary stockholders in these various banks, you know. They have a tremendous amount of clout. They have a lot of power. They can vote their shares proxy, and they can bring in the boards of directors. And what is Tony Blair doing at J.P. Morgan Chase anyway? Geoff Greenwood, a spokesman for the Iowa Attorney General, Tom Miller, declined to comment. Miller is the leading the 50-state investigation. Geoff Greenwood. We continue to work with Attorney General Miller to arrive at an industry-wide multi-state resolution. Now, is it an interstate resolution? Is it an intrastate resolution? Or are they independent sovereign state resolutions, 50 different resolutions in all the states, with some kind of a guiding framework? That's to be discussed. Alley Financial Inc.'s GMAC mortgage unit, which halted evictions in 23 states in September, said yesterday that it agreed to drop about 250 foreclosure cases in Maryland that were tied to defective affidavits. Now, 250 foreclosure cases is nothing. This is nothing. This isn't even the cellophane wrap on that loaf of bread, baby. Flawed affidavits. GMAC made the decision in November to dismiss and refile active foreclosure cases. Now, to what avail would it be to dismiss and refile a foreclosure case if you don't have the documents, if you've separated the note from the mortgage? If you don't have the documents, refiling isn't going to be the cure. Not going to happen. GMAC's decision comes after a Maryland nonprofit, Civil Justice Inc., and I don't know why they did this, but they did. They agreed to drop a class action lawsuit on behalf of homeowners whose foreclosure documents were signed by GMAC employee Jeffrey Steppen, Anthony Pastina, an attorney for Civil Justice, said in a telephone interview. Steppen, that would be Jeffrey Steppen, said in a sworn deposition last year and in 2009 that he signed as many as 10,000 affidavits a month without checking their accuracy in a practice that has become known as robo-signing. All these new words we get to learn as we move forward in the 21st century. Green truths, quantitative easing, robo-signing. Wow. Hopefully, GMAC's actions will set a precedent with other lenders where robo-signing has occurred. I think there will be a ripple effect through this country. What an understatement that is, okay? But that's not the end of the insanity. It continues. What does Mike Chambers say? Madness, insanity, and absurdity. AT&T, we're going to find out about Southern Bell maybe in this morning broadcast before we're done. AT&T case asks the U.S. Supreme Court to assign privacy rights to corporations. Okay, so corporations are now people, and those poor little people corporations like AT&T, well, they might be offended by something. They have privacy rights, too. Right? You believe that? Greg Storr, writing this for Bloomberg, a business privacy case that comes before the U.S. Supreme Court today, that would be yesterday, may rekindle a debate among the justices over whether corporations are like people, even to the point of suffering embarrassment. We are so embarrassed. I can't believe this is real, folks. I cannot. The case, set to be argued in Washington, pits the usurper's administration against AT&T Inc. over the release of documents stemming from a government investigation of the company. The question is whether corporations can invoke a Freedom of Information Act provision that protects against invasions of personal privacy. All right? We're making them more and more human all the time. As with a corporate campaign spending case the court resolved a year ago, the answer may reflect the justices, that would be the six Catholics and three Jews on our U.S. Supreme Court. In siding with AT&T, a lower court said companies can be embarrassed and stigmatized just like human beings. A corporation, a company, can be embarrassed and stigmatized just like human beings. They used to call this goodwill. The goodwill of a corporation has value. It has value. It has no feelings. It has value. And if a corporation and its directors have so acted as to deserve the mirth and the scorn of the public, their goodwill declines. If they, on the other hand, operate in a noble and magnificent way, their goodwill increases in value. It increases or decreases the value of the company or the corporation monetarily. It has nothing to do with its feelings or emotions. And at this idea that a company can be embarrassed or stigmatized just like a human being, at least the usurper's administration has scoffed. Quote, a corporation itself can be no more embarrassed, harassed, or stigmatized than a stone, close quote. The acting U.S. Solicitor General Neil Katyal, the Barry the Usurper's top Supreme Court lawyer, argued in papers filed with the court. All right? A corporation itself can no more be embarrassed, harassed, or stigmatized than a stone. It's a legal fiction. Board of directors, chief executive officers, chief operating officers, its treasurers, its secretaries, and all that, they could be arrested, they could be charged with crime, but the corporation is a piece of paper. It doesn't get embarrassed, can't be harassed, won't be stigmatized any more so than a stone. The debate is both a semantic one. The obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician comes to mind immediately. The debate is both a semantic one about the words Congress used when it enacted the FOIA law in 1966 and one that touches on misgivings among some justices over past decisions bolstering corporate rights. Rights, rights. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, January the 19th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. The first hour of today's two-hour broadcast went through a variety of news off the Bloomberg website, largely. Just looking at things that are happening in the environment, in the economy, in business, and in law, some of the places that I like to visit each day, just try and figure out what's going on. Last evening, however, as I mentioned, you know, last Friday we were going to have Doreen Hans on as a guest, and unfortunately she wasn't able to join us on air as we'd planned. But all the same, last night I traveled over to the Springfield Livestock Marketing Center with a great large number of other people, and with well over 200 folks in attendance at this. Basically, these are sale barns. You know, there's a ring, a sales ring, an auction ring down in front, and then there's a big kind of like not stadium seating, but definitely auditorium seating as it rises up so that everybody in every chair can see the ring perfectly, because people come there to buy and sell livestock. All right, that's the Livestock Marketing Center. And so while we were there, we could smell the cow poop, fart and gas, and that's the stuff that really, you know, sets Al Gore's environmental man-made global warming meter busy. We could smell the cow poop. You could hear the lowing of the cattle, the trucks rumbling in. They were bringing in more stock. Going to have an auction probably today or over the weekend coming. But they're loading up the Springfield Livestock Marketing Center with beef. And while they were loading them up with beef, we loaded them up with people who were not very happy with this Senate Bill 510 and the subsequent Public Law 111-353 and the rest of the discussion about the Food Modernization and Safety Act, all right? And Doreen definitely went through the principal points and laid it out step by step by step by step. And then afterwards, there was a question and answer period where the people that had come, you know, on this cold night in Missouri to hear this, and it was a very good turnout. Eric Vimont, the leader, if you will, of the Lawrence County chapter of the Ozark Property Rights, and his group did a superb job marketing, getting out the word on this particular get-together. Did very well, had a good presentation. Everything was in order and went off without a hitch. Video cameras going there, tape recorders going there, the whole nine yards. The whole idea is becoming vocal local, all right, letting people know that if you eat, this is an issue that is going to impact your life. And as Doreen laid it out, it's a lot more important than even I or most of the media have covered. So there's a lot to be said. As an outcome, one of the outcomes of the meeting, we have a new chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress coming in. There is a new one that will be started in Christian County. And they have a meeting coming up on the 1st of February at 7 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday at the library in Ozark, Missouri. All right. And this is the way things are going. All right. We had a main chapter here in Missouri in the southern tier of counties, and the Mountain Grove and the I think it's Gainesville area. It's over in Doreen Hans and Wanda Benton and other people's stomping grounds. Dent County, Salem County, all that. Bob Parker ran for Congress, if you recall. He was there at the meeting last night. So that was the main outreach there. And, of course, then there's Henry Lamb and the magazine Ecologic and all the work that they do. Then there's the Far Southwest chapter that is the work of some very good friends of mine, close friends of mine. And then we have a chapter here in Berry County, and now a new one we have the one in Lawrence that held this meeting, and now a new one in Christian County. So it's starting to move, folks. There are things that we can do besides peeing and moaning, crying and complaining. Stop wringing your handkerchiefs and become vocal local. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so as I said in the last segment, you know, we do now have another chapter, the Christian County chapter of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, and they're going to have their kickoff meeting on Tuesday, February the 1st, in the library in Ozark, Missouri. So if you're up in Christian County, anywhere in around there, and you want to get together with folks, you can send me an email. I'll get you in touch with Mike Wasson. He's going to be the initial leader of that group. And we don't elect members. You know, we don't elect presidents and secretaries and all that sort of stuff. Generally, you don't even use the Roberts Rule of Order, largely because there are no members, and there is no membership. And if there are no members and there is no membership and there's no official leader, then there's no place that you can strike down. And it makes for a very durable unit, one that can be just as successful as those that have already been in existence now for about over 5 years here in Missouri. But it's an interesting thing that you could do. And if you want to find out more about starting a property rights congress where you are in your state, be sure and send me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. We can start an initial series of conversation. Then we can get you in touch with those very people that you need to know to get the support that you need to get a Congress set up for yourself. But because there's nothing to join, really, other than just taking on the name, the mantle, you know, there's nothing to sign, there's nothing to buy, and all of that, it becomes a really good way for independent people to come together on issues rather than on politics and get things accomplished right where you are. All right. So with all of that, let's go back into our discussion that we've been carrying on here in really a study of legal positivism, which we had to set aside because we needed to go into the understanding of this interstate commerce or the Commerce Clause in the Constitution and understand better about the Interstate Commerce Commission, because ostensibly we're getting Obamacare and so much of this stuff with the Congress operating under the guise of the Commerce Clause. All right? So it helps us to know a little bit about the beginnings of that, and we'll perhaps return in the broadcast here to the encyclopedia, but I want to share with you another little snippet or two out of Gustavus Meyer's great work here, The History of Great American Fortunes. Again, this is a modern library edition. I'm just sharing little bits out of it. I encourage you to take a look at the book, especially if you do blogs and things like that. This is an early muckraker back in the turn of the last century. He's very documents his work very carefully, you know, for his time and his day. A muckraker extraordinaire. But he starts this part out like this, and this is in a section that is opening up to greater understanding just who is J.P. Morgan and the flowering of the Morgan fortune, where we find the campaign against the magnates. Now, everybody remembers the anti-monopoly parties, all right? The American First parties, etc., from days gone by. Well, this is that time period, and it came out of this credit mobile era and the long expansion of the railroads. But it begins this way: a troublous time the railroad and industrial magnates were having. These are the captains of finance and industry. A troublous time, just like today, Lloyd Blankfein under the magnifying glass here, the banks under, you know, foreclosure fraud inspection and scrutiny, Obamacare coming under inspection and scrutiny. A troublous time the railroad and the industrial magnates were having. It was the period when the middle class was most active in having all sorts of antitrust legislation passed. So in this particular case, maybe you could think of the middle class as the Tea Party group or the 9/11 people, Glenn Beck's bunch. All right. But what is the middle class? We've talked about it before. It's not you, the working people, me, the working people. No, it's the property classes that are just below, you know, the success level. They haven't hit the launch button yet. They haven't really hit the jackpot. These are the businesses on 5 to 500 employees. You know, they're not up there in the upper strata. They're not the ones that have been out there the last couple of months packing in the bling. All right? These are the people that hire all the workers. These are the people that own restaurants and employ maybe 15 or 20 people, etc. They drive the American economy much more so than the consumer. It's the middle class. It's not the working class. It's not the elite. It's the middle class. And they were existent here as well. This class was obdurately determined to keep things as they were. Now, today, we call that status quo. All right? But this middle class was most active in having all sorts of antitrust legislation passed. Read up on trusts. I'm woefully deficient here in my own library on trusts, and I'm learning as much about it as I can. Again, on the other hand, the great magnates, M-A-G-N-A-T-E-S, magnates, in line with the momentum of modern economic forces, were being forced into effacing the middleman in every direction. Effacing the middleman. Look what's happening all across America as we outsource and offshore and we globalize all of our businesses, sending them over to China. Now China's coming back 10,000, 30,000 acres of land into Idaho, 49 miles on a side. Take you 4 hours to drive around that tract of land out in Idaho. But again, on the other hand, the great magnates, in line with the momentum of modern economic forces, were being forced into effacing the middleman in every direction and in centralizing ownership. And this is the rise of Walmart, you know, even far bigger than Woolworths. You know, Woolworths was quite the thing. Now it's down in Australia, if we understand Sean correctly, and Safeway and places like that. But no, Walmart is a whole different kettle of fish. Walmart is. It's got everything under one roof. It's the idea of centralizing ownership. The middle class had the number and the traditions. This is one of the reasons why in the Karl Marx and Frederick Engels writings for the positives in England, the Communist Manifesto, this is one of the reasons why they were targeting this middle class. They had to centralize. even if you want to call it fascism, they had to centralize all of the power in these unelected boards and councils at the top, the boardrooms, the directorates, the directorships. Visit Walter Burian's work at CAFR1.com, CAFRA1.com, or CorporationNation.com, and look at the work there of Clint Richardson, isn't it? Something like that. The videographer. The middle class had the number and the traditions. They want to stamp out our traditions. Right? They want to get rid of that. Multiculturalism is going to be the day. The magnates had the money and the power. As for the working class, now, again, we've talked about the Negro, the chattel slave. But here's the working class. This is not quite the same. This is just your working class. These are your indentured servants. These are the white poor, the white poor white trash. All right, okay? All across America, the poor white trash. As for the working class, despite its strikes, it was merely in the long run a pawn in the combat. The working class, just the pawn in the combat. The Standard Oil Company, wow, here we go, Rockefeller's in the news this morning. The Standard Oil Company had built up its power largely by reason of the secret railroad rebates and discrimination. So Rockefeller's, working with Jay Gould and Fisk and others, were using the railroads to monopolize distribution even of oil. And this 110 years ago. If a drastic law could be passed against the railroads, the middle class argued, the rising trust would receive a fatal quietus. So we look to drive a stake through the heart of the beast. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Annie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-9673. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny-smashing, cutting-edge talk radio.
And so as it goes, century after century after century, as above, so below, as today, so in the past, it's always been this, you know, the working class. They're always looking for, man, if we could just, man, if we could just, man, if we could just pass some kind of a law or something, all right? If a drastic law could be passed against the railroads, the middle class argued, the rising trust would receive a fatal quietus. A futile kind of reasoning, but one sincerely believed in at the time and for a long time afterward. Striking that blow, you know, here we are out here in Gulliver's Travel, you know, all of the Lilliputians. And we need to find ourselves at a time where we've got this huge, you know, like the Tower of Babel. And we've got our hammers and our little wedges and we're looking for cracks. Cracks in the armor. Of the beast, Sistam. Wherever we can find a crack, you know, we can put our wedge in there and tap, 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 tap. You know, here a wedge and there a wedge and here a wedge and there a wedge. And from the grassroots, we're just driving these little wedges in. And if you can get enough wedges in around the bottom, the whole edifice may collapse. But this has been a dream held by the Lilliputians for a long, long time. The great aim of the middle class, therefore, was to get through Congress a strict, now listen, interstate commerce law. I'll say it again. The great aim of the middle class, therefore, was to get through Congress a strict interstate commerce law. What was happening here? The middle class and the working class, once again, making the same kind of mistake over and over and over again, where we appeal to the beast for redress. You appeal to the beast, hoping that the beast will have pity on you. Right? And they did. They sought a strict interstate commerce law, and they got one, such as would, under heavy penalties, forbid rebate giving and railroad pooling. Railroad pooling. Isn't that what they were doing with the derivatives? They're pooling them? Pooling. It's the same technique. They use it over and over and over again. Why change something if it isn't broke? Just keep using it and leverage it. The congressional sessions, again, of 1884, 1885, and 1886, will we say the same in regards to Obamacare about 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, you know, et cetera, as we try and get this off our back? The congressional sessions of 1884, 1885, and 1886, 115 years ago, 120 years ago, to a great extent occupied with long debates over this proposed law. They stuck with it. They didn't get it passed overnight in the middle of the night. The middle class was quite sure that it was the victor. Now listen, it's important because this is the same sort of stuff that we'll get with these bankers' monitors and the bankers' regulation panels and so on and so forth. Senator followed senator. Representative followed representative in arraigning the railroad magnates. All right, we hear that today. We see that on, what is it, C-SPAN? You see it in the nightly news. Senator after senator, representative after representative, in arraigning the railroad magnates. Oh, yes. If, our author continues, Gustavus Myers, if speeches signified anything, these magnates were already on the high road to defeat and to prison. Here we out these vitriolic talk show hosts. Come into the microphones day after day after day after day. But if speeches signified anything, these magnates were already on the high road to defeat and to prison. When the talk radio guys say, we're winning, we're winning. For years, well, Senator Van Wyck of Nebraska thundered for days at a stretch. This is like the filibustering. Here's a quote. For years, said he, capital has been organized, bold, unscrupulous, rapacious, law-defying, moving, as did Gould, according to his sworn testimony in New York and Huntington, by the evidence of his own testimony upon state legislatures, upon the courts, upon the Congress of the United States, unblushingly purchasing judges and legislatures. In a republic, they despise the people and control its representatives. Funny. Sounds like what we talk about here all the time. Congress doesn't represent you. The bankers don't represent you. They despise you. They despise the people and they control the representatives. As above, so below. As before, so today. Quote, the time has come, put in Senator Conger. Quote, when generalities, glittering and otherwise, will not satisfy the demands of the people, they demand a positive, incisive, direct, and plain law, close quote. Senator Call of Florida had his say, and it was a long one, none of which is worth quoting except his assertion that the railroads had issued $3 billion worth of bogus bonds at a time when $3 billion was something, and that they were assessing the people of the United States to pay an actual taxation of $300 billion yearly. Now, this is not just pulled from the air. This comes out of the interstate commerce debates in the 42nd Congress of 1867 to 1887, page 62, pages 127 and pages 148. He does cite his sources. And so the debate went wearily on, Gustavus Myers writing here, tiring out everyone but the talkers themselves. You ever wonder when Congress will get done talking? Do they ever get tired? Are these just talking shops where the talk just goes on and on endlessly? Whose stock in trade, Gustavus correctly writes, was talk? Would the words, would the flow of words never end? You know, you talk about productivity in America being low, and if we could just increase productivity in America, things would be better. Well, think about the productivity of our lawmakers. They certainly have been productive, haven't they? Very productive class of people, these. The middle class, tricked and beaten. The next section here. At last, an interstate commerce law was passed. Great was the rejoicing among the middle class. Its components exulted in their victory, and in visions foresaw their dominance soon restored, and the trusts ruined and extinguished. Man, I'll tell you what. It's almost enough to bring on a tear. But after a comparatively brief interval, their jubilation became blank dismay. This law, this great, long, agitated for law, which was to entrench them so effectively, turned out to be an utter sham. Just another inspector, just another commission, just another whitewash report. All right? On its surface, its provisions read fair and smooth, but when it went to the courts, the perforating began. As its authors intended, and for which contingency they had expressly, in other words, in writing, and equivocally drafted it, one clause after another was on this or that ground declared inoperative by the courts. Legislating from the bench. But who drafts these laws, was asked last night. Who drafts this Food Security and Modernization Bill? Who would draft such a thing? Who would have such a diabolical plan against the American people? Big Pharma, Big Agra, Cargill, Monsanto, and the others at the top of the food chain, Nestle. They have their hired pens. They write the laws. They buy the legislature. And we get the best tyranny money can buy. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have a caller online. If you'd like to call in, folks, this morning, you're welcome to do so at 866-841-1065. But before we go to the phones, I just want to finish this little segment here so that we get the rest of this paragraph and get it under our belts. Again, even though this law looks so good and it was the one that the middle class and the working people were just championing for, they were just dying to get it, you know? Looking for love in all the wrong places, going to the beast for redress. What they were handed, basically, was a colander, enough holes in it to drain your spaghetti, all right? One clause after another was on this or that ground declared inoperative by the courts. The Interstate Commerce Commission, which the law established, had not even the power, it was decided, to compel the attendance of witnesses. And the courts refused to grant writs of subpoena in aid of any of its proceedings. Couldn't even get people to come into court. Furthermore, railroad officials, who were the only persons whose testimony could secure a conviction, were excused from testifying on the ground that by doing so, they might incriminate themselves. We spoke of this yesterday. I'm doing a review here of these words. In a word, the Interstate Commerce Commission, on the establishment of which, as a peremptory tribunal, the middle class had built such high hopes, was found to be nothing more than an inane body which was allowed to devote itself to the harmless pastime of collecting statistics, but was empowered to do nothing more serious. All right? We need to be wise as serpents, as they say. and as harmless as a dove. We also need to remember that we've been tricked before. Let's not get tricked again. Let's go to the call here, 45454 area code. Good morning.
Good morning, William. This is Mickey from Europe calling again, brother.
Thank you. I got your email, and I appreciate receiving that.
Oh, that's great. Nice to hear your voice, although I can hear you're very sad tonight. I'm terribly sorry about that. You know, it's a long story. I've studied American history, actually, more than many Americans have. So sometimes, you know, when they speak about the history and everything, so we have a good laugh because I come with something they didn't know about. So that's a good thing you bring it up.
Well, there's a lot to understand about history, and certainly, you know, you sometimes have better records than we have about things American, and sometimes we have better records in our files than you have there. It's all about, you know, obfuscation.
It's just crazy. If you could just mesh it together, that would be great.
Well, fortunately, I think that's what has happened with the Internet, and it's going to be their undoing, you know. So we should see some continued attacks on the networks and the people that are out there doing blogs and posting. But what's on your mind this morning?
No, nothing. You know, I was just checking the news. I had a dinner with a couple of friends. I'm just calling from a rainy Europe, Northern Europe, and I heard a couple of things about a thing we talked about last night, actually, Federal Reserve. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
And it was funny you brought that up today. So I was just showering and making my dinner and everything after my guests, and I heard all the stories, and I went in the chat room, and I saw so much hate in there. Gosh.
Well, it is unfortunate, but, you know, that's the way a chat room is. I was reading, I can't remember the name. It's a Windows for Dummies, I think, the book in there. And the author, you know, he says, well, it's a wild and woolly world on the Internet, and if you're not ready for it, stay out of it.
So let's put some common sense on it. I'm just going to give you a short feedback what's going on in Europe and everything. I'm sure you maybe covered that with Euro coming up again. From what I hear, there are some Swiss franc selling going on over there, not towards dollar, but towards euro. And what is going on here is that people are really settling down a little bit after all that mess last month. And people are really getting back to euro business because, you know, the consumer sentiment came out a couple of days ago in Germany, and it was pretty high. And, you know, Germany is euro strained. So as it goes up, you know, everything goes up. So
Yes. So
it's going to be some sort of boost coming over there. And biggest news I'm going to tell you now in two months' time is going to be election in Denmark. It's not going to be any specific thing, but it's going to be a social democrat group coming in. They're not like lefties like you think guys over there. But that's probably going to do some sort of effect on Danish troops' participation in Afghanistan war. So that's going to be something coming up anyways. I mean, if that goes down, and, well, what I know, it's going to go down. So 2 to 3 months, it's going to be something. I mean, the latest is going to be October, but the best bet is 2 to 3 months. So there's going to be another ally going to run off there. So it's going to be something coming up there. So that was the thing I told you in my mail about geopolitics. So,
well, Mickey, I have a question for you in regards to the generation of electricity by the wind versus the Merkel's desire to reinvigorate nuclear powered electrical generation. What is the general sentiment on the ground there in Europe, to your knowledge, is regards to this expansion of the wind turbines and the subsidization of them as a system of electrical generation? Is there any positive things coming out of Europe from that?
Although nuclear power is not my best area, my best honest answer is, if you look at the stocks for the biggest company, I mean wind power company called Vestas in Denmark,
yes,
the Danish company, and this company was going up like it was just about 275-85 Danish krona not so long ago, maybe like 7-8 months ago. And it's just, if not more, I mean, nobody looks at it anymore because it's just dropping like stone. It's just about 100,
even
that. So the whole sentiment about wind power energy and nuclear energy. You know, everybody thought about, you know, what happened in Chernobyl, but do remember it was 70s, 80s in Ukraine at that time.
Absolutely.
And security and that kind of stuff. It wasn't exactly the same thing. I mean, like, one of my home countries, because I come from many countries, Sweden, we've been using nuclear power for many, many years. We shut down one because of Denmark complaining all the time. But otherwise, we've been, I mean, you don't see any that kind of problem with electricity in countries like Sweden or Norway or Finland or these countries.
No, I think nuclear is really only, in my mind, second to hydropower. And as long as we have sufficient rainfall to maintain the lakes that build up behind the dams, you know, those are the two most reliable systems and the cleanest systems of producing electricity that we have. Wind power, to me, since the beginning, I've been calling them Don Quixote's windmills, you know. Basically, wind power, if you look at it from a system standpoint, each and every one of those generators has lots of moving parts. They have the leading edges on the rotors that wear out continuously. They have all the construction here, there, everywhere, all of these independent sites. The maintenance contracts can just be absolutely adorable for those that have them and horrible for the people that have to pay for them. And at the same time, wind is only an effective source of electricity intermittently, and so then you still have to have backup generation. And so from what I've seen, wind, typically wherever it's in prevalence, never supplies more than about 10 to 15% of the total generation. So it doesn't really appear to me to be anything more than another Al Gore boondoggle.
Well, Al Gore, that's a done deal. Forget about that. It's nothing to talk about. From my understanding, from what I hear, is that wind power, I mean, economically, if you want to think about that, is going to work in countries like China. It is because they do it. They put it everywhere they want. No one's going to say nothing. So they have areas, higher mountains and stuff like that, and they have the manpower and everything to build it. So no problems there. That's one of the things that Vestas has been selling out, is know-how, and that's what U.S. has been doing with China in the last, 12 years?
Yes.
So, exactly. So, you know, I'm not going to take much more of your time. I just wanted to tell you, you sounded so sad, but that's the honest thing. You know, some people back in those good old times, and everybody talks about, they screwed up. And it's not over there only, it's over here too, and we shout about it every time, but at least we shout, we don't shoot.
That's right.
That's a good thing.
Oh, that is true.
But anyways, that's the latest. I mean, the last thing I'm going to say, that thing, meeting today with Bush, is going to be one of those nodding politely for pictures and stuff like that. I heard just very shortly they had like $800 million contracts in bag with U.S. for Boeing and everything, and GE a little bit, and some other technologies they're going to export to China, obviously.
Yes.
So $800 million, and if you think about the trade of $400 billion a year, oh, well, you know, a couple of cents here and there, no matter.
Small change, have another cookie.
Exactly. Yeah, have it Chinese-wise.
Yeah.
Listen, William, thank you very much. Anyways, you know, send me an answer to my email. You know, I asked you a couple of time-wise things. So if you have the time, please send me an answer. Thank you very much again. You do a great job.
Well, thanks for calling in this morning, and thank you very much. I will respond to your email. I generally do to all the emails that I receive, other than those that are repetitive emails or bulk emails. But anyway, lots more to come in the next segment, folks. Thanks for the call, Mickey. Nice to hear from you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back again, once again, to this interesting book here, The History of the Great American Fortunes by Gustav Myers, and closing out a little bit more of this, The Middle Class Tricked and Beaten. Again, this is we're talking about the Interstate Commerce Commission, all right? Looking for love in all the wrong places. Again, the bewildered middle class found itself woefully routed. While it had been holding meetings and talks, petitioning, the magnates had sent a stream of silent arguments, quote unquote, here, right out of his book, coursing through the exalted wall of Congress. And I like the way he says it. Instead of saying the exalted halls of Congress, he says the exalted wall of Congress, that wall that stands between where you and I are today and where we need to be in a New York moment in the future. And in fact, some of the very members of Congress who were so vigorously inveighing against the, quote-unquote, high-handed corruption of the railroad magnates and demanding punitive laws were, at this very time, themselves implicated in a great scandal. And here's the scandal. Rather interesting one, too. I don't know whether we'll have time for all of it. Well, let's just get it. This is called, he titles this, the Pan Electric Scandal. You know, show of hands for all of you who've ever heard of the Pan Electric Scandal. We talked about AT&T in the news this morning, talking about whether or not a corporation can be embarrassed. Well, here's a little embarrassment for Ma Bell. This was what was called the quote-unquote Pan Electric Scandal. And if any readers desire to acquaint himself with the vast ramifications of corruption in Congress, in the courts, and the legislation at the time, let him, if he dare, read the 1,284 pages of testimony taken by a congressional investigating committee. 1,284 pages of testimony, kind of like the whitewash commission out of 9/11, right? The Pan Electric Company was a competitor of the Bell Telephone Company. At least it energetically attempted to be so. The Bell Company had already established the validity of its patents in the courts, although not without having to face and fight down charge after charge on the part of other inventors that it had appropriated the fruits of their inventions. Remember, the patent office recently came through with the new ruling that whoever files first gets the patent. Be careful. Watch your ideas. Get them all patented and get your models in and get everything approved before you reveal it to a soul, lest some happy sack beat you to it. The testimony before this particular congressional committee was full of charges, sometimes mere insinuations, at other times open accusations, that in order to attain its victory and to secure favorable decisions, laws, and franchises, the Bell Telephone Company had bribed Congress, the various legislatures, and judges either by money or by gifts of stock. So people come to Congress, you know, they basically have their pockets turned inside out. They're no longer working for their own corporations. They had to divest themselves. And so they come in with their stocks all nicely, nattily stuck away in limited liability corporations and trusts. And yet, amazingly, like Nancy Pelosi, they just seem to get wealthier and wealthier and wealthier the longer they sit in Congress. Amazing, isn't it, how that works? Money grows on trees in Congress. Against the Bell Company, the Pan Electric seemed powerless. But as a last resort, its promoters began a campaign of corruption to get the United States government to move in the courts for the vacating of the Bell patents. And Pan Electric, now trying to stay alive, trying to get the courts to vacate the patents of Bell. Now, before we, you know, get all teary-eyed about all of these various magnates and corporations, realize that they're just replicating the same things that here on page 566 of this great book, the same things that were happening in the earliest times of our colonial founding. The same sort of material was happening then as happens in the 1900s, as happens in 2012. Again, large blocks of stock were distributed amongst various influential senators and representatives, some of whom offered no objections to being made directors of the Pan Electric Company. All right, so this is a little bit more out in the open. We have now laws that prohibit those sort of things. But look at the revolving door. All right? Look at the revolving door that brings, what is it, William Daley Jr., is it? In out of Chicagoland, out of the J.P. Morgan Chase Chicago, in to replace Rahm Emanuel. As Rahm Emanuel goes back to Chicago to start his campaign for mayor, and you've got Axelrod getting ready to bail out and go to Chicago to start bury the usurper's 2012 election run, and so on and so forth. The revolving door, Cargill, Monsanto, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, in and out and in and out, over and over. United States Attorney General Garland, upon whose say-so depended whether the suit for vacating the Bell patent should be brought or not, held it was charged not less than $10 million worth of stock in the Pan Electric Company, for which stock he had not paid a dollar. When the Pan Electric promoters were interrogated as to these methods, they cynically pointed out that the Bell Telephone Company had begun its career by using precisely the same methods. In this fight, the Bell Telephone Company succeeded in completely vanquishing its threatening competitor, the Pan Electric Company, which soon passed into nothingness. And we can go on and talk a little bit more here. Perhaps we should. Yes, we should. Well, we don't really have time. I'll come back to that, and we'll start a discussion on trust perhaps tomorrow. The trust. Morgan, J.P. Morgan. Morgan, as an emergency leader, all right, the railroad magnates, they were in trouble. And so they needed an emergency leader. But who was audacious enough to undertake the initiative in forming this combination, a combination of all of the railroads? All right, they needed to have more control. In a way, it was a perilous thing to do if unbrought and unintimidated public officials should take a notion to prosecute criminally. Its promoters and its beneficiaries were liable upon conviction to a long sojourn in prison. Whose idea was it to pool all these credit default, you know, problems in all the mortgages? Whose idea was that? Wasn't that bold? They could stand upon conviction, a long sojourn in prison. Vanderbilt, Gould, and Huntington, and other magnates, while caring nothing for the law, did not choose to take the lead. Moreover, as they were jealous and distrustful of one another, it would have not been judicious for any one of them to have done so. The ideal leader in this exigency was J. Pierpont Morgan, and how he stepped forward and molded the nebulous plan into a definite, concrete combination. We'll have to discuss in another broadcast. But right back to the Bell Telephone Company, we'll find that J.P. Morgan had a lot of shares there as well. Wide distribution, huge portfolio holdings. And of course, yesterday, we made the connection, or at least attempted to draw this connection, between these companies and the European bankers. And the European bankers, wherever and whenever we come across these discussions, almost inevitably lead us right back into the maw of the Rothschilds family and their huge, huge intergenerational, international, intermarrying scheme. Where Rothschild initially had five sons and five daughters, and the daughters were wisely married off. The same thing happens time and time and time again. Who knows what's happening in China today? Who knows how many of the Chinese leaders, Hu Jintao, what would it be his ancestry if one were to search it out? How Chinese is Hu Jintao and Wen Jiabo? How Chinese, you know, is the head of Foxconn? And so on and so forth. And if, you know, there's no miscegenation involved in their lives, what is the real outcome of the influence of the Bank of China, where they come in with money from Europe and America and other places, investing in China, and then with that front that never wants to be embarrassed, that corporate personages, that legal fiction, they come forward with the front as a Chinese company coming back into the United States, wanting to have all of their costs coming back paid for and being given once again, just like the railroad companies, extensive grants of land. But they'll just come in and be the projector. Amazing stuff, isn't it? How things never change. But there's time for a change, but we're all out of time. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy.
And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.